Our first presenter this afternoon is Hill Welford. Hill is a partner with Benson & Elkins in their Washington, D.C. office. He heads up the firm's antitrust government investigation team there. Prior to working at Benson & Elkins, he was the division chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Justice's antitrust division. I don't think we could find a better person to present on this afternoon's topic of recent antitrust tech cases and updates on non-competes. Hill?
Great. Thanks. I used to be a technology lawyer and an energy lawyer and a pharmaceutical lawyer, and somewhere along the line, over the last about 10 years, it became the distinctions between technology and everything else completely disappeared. Everything now is a technology matter, as you probably know. I mean, you're at this conference, you must know that. And the one that really gets me the most is we do a lot of waste deals, actual landfill deals, waste pickup, that kind of thing. That's a technology deal now. People, it used to be people trying to get rid of their landfills, you know, sell these things, they're nightmares to hold. Now everybody wants to buy the landfills because what comes with the landfills? Renewable natural gas. You can cover them, cap them, put in a piping system, all of a sudden they more than pay for themselves. And the people who came up with this technology, you know, all of a sudden they've solved one of our major problems. Who wants landfills? Well, renewable gas people want landfills. So it is really neat to be here to talk about big tech antitrust, technology antitrust. Antitrust is coming for everybody these days. And the idea that you don't have to worry about it if you're in a particular industry is really no longer true because everything could be technology antitrust. Now, they asked me to talk about the big tech antitrust cases, and I sort of blanched and said, well, you know, you want me to do the whole conference because it would take me 2 days. They said, no, you got 45 minutes, so we're going to have to run through them pretty fast. What I'm going to do is kind of survey what they are, give you an idea of what the key facts and issues are, and then say, if you're really interested in this, you're going to have to go read up on it on your own, because every one of these cases really merits an entire program. But what you'll see is here are about eight or nine of the ones that are currently in the news. And what I was trying to do visually here is to say these things are all over the place. There are, you know, there are Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google primarily. There are some others as well. But they're not at all the same issue. So they are, some of them are consumer, some of them are B2B, some of them are merger, some of them are unilateral conduct. There really is not a single unifying principle between them. The media likes to say, oh, they're the big tech antitrust cases. It's all the same issue. It's really not all the same issue. But there are a few significant themes that run through them, and I've just put up a couple right here. One's potential competition, one is product design and platform sponsorship. Potential competition is what it sounds like. The idea that, well, you're not competing right now, but you could in the future. If you haven't built it yet, should you be able to buy it? That's come up in a bunch of these cases, and it's actually a fairly thorny question. This is sometimes called the, well, Google could do it. Well, does that mean Google can't buy anything? Because it's got a lot of money, it's got a lot of smart people. In theory, Google could decide, I'm going to create a steel smelter. I'm going to, you know, get into the shipping business. I'm going to do submarine cables. All of these sound pretty fanciful, right? Of course, they wouldn't do that. Does anybody know about how many submarine cables Google has decided to lay under the ocean and actually own? It's dozens of them. Google actually did decide, well, we need to get into the submarine cable business because I'm sick of renting this space to take data to Europe, to Spain, to Africa. So it's not fanciful to think that a huge company that isn't in an area at all could get into that area, but it creates some pretty thorny questions about when they should be allowed to buy. The other is product design and platform sponsorship. I will weave these themes through. there's some real questions when you create a platform, or as the companies always say, an ecosystem,